Will the last cowboy to leave Wall Street please clean up his horse poop? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Secret meetings on Wall Street, cryptic White House statements. My friends, you just know if all these men in dark suits took off their jackets right now, you would see the biggest sweat stain since 1929. We are witnessing the day the free market failed. Again. The problem was no longer about a few hundred thousand people losing their homes. It was the prospect of people not being able to get their cash. A large money market fund, the kind of place where people store cash which they expect to get back, suddenly said you'd have to wait a week. And then the FDIC, which insures your bank account, started running low. Well, when the bailer outer needs to be bailed out, you got trouble. Since 1999, when Congress and the President tore down the post-depression wall between banks and the stock market, we have been guided by one philosophy. Free markets make everybody rich. The creative destruction that causes companies to fail must be allowed to run its course. Except, we tried that before.
This campaign is more than a contest between two men. It is more than a contest between two parties. It is a contest between two philosophies of government.
The Hoover philosophy failed then, and it's failing now. My fellow taxpayers, you and I are soon to be the proud owners of the world's largest portfolio of non-performing loans. You see, anybody can earn a dollar, but only the U.S. Treasury can print a dollar. Legally, anyway. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.